The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Auld on MFR 2.
Welcome to this week's MFR Shinty Show. On this week's show, we'll look ahead to the weekend's Shinty card. As always, we'll also touch on the Sutherland Cup final. Can you see winners in the end? Alongside me, as always, Scotland coach Drew McNeil. Drew, a very good afternoon to you.
And good afternoon to all the listeners as well outside.
Drew, let's go back to last weekend first of all, the Sutherland Cup final. Can you see 6-1 winners in the end? Was that a surprise for you?
Actually, I thought it would be closer than that. Kyles would be disappointed, I'd imagine. They were desperately keen to win that trophy this year, I think. Fair play to Knussie. They seem to be picking up a lot of trophies at all levels at the moment.
The second team looking good. Saw some of the highlights on YouTube via the shinty.com channel on there. So, yeah, some good stuff from Knussie at the weekend.
Yeah, and they've been mixing and matching. Some of the guys that played in that second team have had first team experience this year, so. You know, they're bringing them all together, bringing them through. They're rebuilding whilst they're still remaining strong.
Yeah, and that'll help them progress as well. In years to come, you know, they'll get back to being that strong, dominant force. That's the way that Knussie want it to be.
Yeah, and there's probably two or three of those guys that played last week against Kyles will be involved this week against Fort William, and then the following week, the bigger game in the semi-finals.
And of course, the First Minister, Alex Salmond, on hand to present the trophy. It's not been a bad summer for him, let me tell you that. I saw him at the Scottish Open the week before that. He was at Wimbledon, and the week after the Scottish Open, he was at the Open Championships. So four major sporting events, including the Sutherland Cup final for him this summer. Not definitely a bad way to spend your summer, eh?
Definitely sounds like a job I would like to do.
Exactly, just whatever you like in the country, just turn up and you get the best seat in the house to watch the big sporting events. Well, some even in other countries down in England as well, of course.
Not costing him either, which is even better, I suppose.
It's cost us.
Yeah, well, not costing him, I suppose.
He did say though that that was his first shinty match, and he wants to go to more. He enjoyed his experience. Of a shinty match, and he wants to attend more matches, and was very satisfied with what was offered.
That'd be easy enough to recommend a Camera Cup final in Inverness.
Well, there you are.
Weeks.
Of course, yes. And I mean, a good thing as well is I did hear him speaking after the match about development in sport as well. You know, it's a big thing at the moment. Obviously, when it comes to football, everyone loves to talk about our national game and how we can improve, and we must do this as youngsters. Golf was another big thing that Alex Salmond was trying to big up a few weeks ago in this, a few campaigns across the country to get more youngsters playing golf. But he's also keen to develop more young shinty players.
I think as a nation we all need to play more sport, basically, and then of course it's getting it in the schools with more active schools is more important. Mm-hmm. Get the kids in, hand-eye coordination. It's proven in education that kids that are involved in sport are actually better at concentrating in the classroom and whatnot.
Yeah, sport is the way forward.
Yeah.
We know that. You and I both know that. Sport is the way forward. Elsewhere at the weekend as well, in the Premier Division, wins for Camali, Needham Moor and Inverary. Let's touch on Needham Moor first of all. 3-0 win for them at Lovett, and it just edges them ever closer to the top of the table and a point behind Cas Athletic.
Yeah, Newton Moore just ticking away. They'll be happy with that. Lovett would have been all out there trying to get at least a point, because it's important for Lovett to try and get out the bit at the moment. They're kind of slipping slightly down the table. Newton Moore will be happy with that. 3-0, a clean sheet, good in shinty any game.
Lovett, not the result they were looking for, of course, as well. And elsewhere it was worse for them, because the Inverary won against Oban. So it's a bit difficult for Lovett at the moment as well, and it looks like we single those two clubs out as the clubs who potentially could be fighting the second relegation spot. But to lose at home to Needham Moor, you'd hope that Oban would do you a favour, but not to be.
Lovett would be a bit sort of apprehensive. Who do they want to win that game? I thought if I was a Lovett person, I'd be looking for a draw in that game, Oban and Inverary, just to keep Lovett just sort of keep their head above water. But Inverary now have a game in hand, and they're 2 points, equal in points, so difficult for Lovett. I know I've said all along they've got a number of really difficult games, but 3-0 against Newton Moore is actually quite a good result. I think that may spur them on a bit more.
All those three clubs, Lovett, Inverary and Oban, are all level on 9 points. Oban still have, well, they've played 11 games, they've got 3 games behind Lovett, and Inverary have also got a game in hand over Lovett as well. So perhaps those two clubs are the favourites to kind of pull away ever so slightly, But Lovett will be still hoping that they don't peel away too far. Kamali, who lost 2 weeks ago to rivals Fort William, they bounced back with a 5-1 win over Glenarker.
Yeah, that was a fantastic result for Kamali, particularly with the semi-final looming quite soon for them. And Glenarker, that would be possibly their poorest performance this season, I would imagine. They won't be too happy with that. And of course, they entertain Inverary this week, which is will be an important game. And fair play to Inverary winning that game against Oban. That would have been difficult for them. I know Inverary in the semi-final in a couple of weeks' time, but they are desperate to remain in the Premier Division. I know that's their number one target.
Into North Division 1 we go then. Bewley, Friday night shinty, which is also a welcome addition to the card. Bewley 1-0 with Lochcarron. Caberfae bouncing back from that Ballymore Cup final defeat to Bute, beating Strathclass 5-3, and Lochcaber beating Inverness 1-0. And you know, in recent weeks, without sounding too harsh on the guys in Inverness, that's a decent, you know, it's not always good to lose, but when you were getting beat by the big margins by Kinloch Shiel a few weeks ago, a 1-0 doesn't look too bad.
Yeah, going to Spean Bridge and only losing the one goal. Of course, the reverse tie this week, Inverness are at home to Lochaber, so perhaps it can go a little bit better than that, perhaps it can steal a point.
Down into South Division 1, Bute, like Caberfae, returning from the Ballymore Cup final, beating Tynholt 3-1. But they're still second in South Division 1 with games in hand, of course. Glasgow Muirgile doing the double over Ballyhoolish in recent weeks, 2-1 from them. And, well, these guys are still to play each other, and it really is a battle between those two for that title.
Yeah, that would have been a difficult game for Bute. I said last week Tynholt would be up for that game, and with winning the Cup final the week before, players just tend to take the foot off a gas a little bit, or getting the alcohol out of the system for the big weekend, I'm sure they had. Glasgow are just doing what they need to do, keep winning. They've got to play each other home and away, Glasgow and Bute. So, you know, Bute are a strong team, there's no doubt about that. But Glasgow will just be hoping to produce something against them.
Let's move on now and look ahead this weekend. And not that many games on, a few kind of, three games in each kind of Division 4 and South Division 1. So not many fixtures going on, but still the fixtures that are on are good ones. And it's a chance for clubs who've not played games to catch up. Kyles Athletic, they return to action and are at home to Oban. It's important for Kyles Athletic at the moment, you know, just to keep in touch, and they have to win all, you know, they win all their games, they go back top of the Premier Division table.
Yes, you know, Kyle's be glad to get this game. The sooner they get back to the top of the table, the better. Of course, something's going to give it to Canusia versus Fort William. I'd imagine Kyle's be hoping Canusia will, you know, win that game. Canusia, as I say, they've got the Camara Cup semi coming up quite soon, so they really won't want to lose at home. You know, but difficult game. Kyle's Oban really struggling to get points, and only 2-1 against Inverary. Oban will put up a good fight. It'll be a difficult game for Kyle's.
Every game is going to be a difficult game for Kyle's now as well, because it's that kind of, it doesn't matter who you're up against, it's psychologically, you know, they know what they have to do to win the Premier Division title this season.
Yeah, but when I saw them against Clonakert last time, I was really impressed with them. They had a great game plan, they stuck to it, they were quite composed in possession. You know, they didn't look like a team that was under too much pressure. So I think, you know, they're going to keep going right to the end. Of course, Glenarker are playing Inverary this week, which is a massive game for Inverary. Inverary and Oban, both of them will be looking to get points to get themselves out of that drop zone.
For Lovett, they could be the ones who don't play and have a good weekend, because, you know, they'll be hoping, like we say, that Glenarker, will move on to talk about them in a second, but if Glenarker beat Inverary and Kyles Athletic beat Oban, it could be a good weekend for Lovett there.
Yeah, but these teams both have games in hand as well, so it's so difficult. I mean, those teams will be really scrapping to get their points. They'll be tough games. All three games are tough games, because Fort William are just, you know, the longer they stop the top of the Premier Division, the better they'll be happier with that if they stay at the top, just to keep the pressure on Kyles. But just on the other hand, they won't want to give anything away at this stage in the season.
Oban, they have more games in hand than anybody. They've been heavily involved in cup competitions this year. Do you think they've just got a little bit they've got too much they can pull away from this relegation battle, or will they be sucked down into it? I mean, they've got, you know, three games, as I say, to play over Lovett, so they might just have a little bit too much to just create a little bit of a gap for themselves.
It'll depend on the ties that Oban have coming up. I mean, if they lost to Inverary, I suspect Kyles will beat them, so that's 2 weeks in a row losing.
Yep.
And somehow two weeks in shinty or any sport seems to be a long time if you don't win a game. So if they've got a tough tie the following week, in fact they probably won't have a tie, so it's the Camanachd, then it'll be a tie after that, so that could be going into their fourth week looking for a win, and they haven't had one, so that'll be difficult.
Can you see a return to action this weekend as well? They're at home to Fort William. King UC have played the same amount of games as Cas Athletic, both have played 11, but they're 7 points off the pace. Is it just a little bit too much now for King UC to take the Premier Division title? At one stage it looked like they were coming good again, but just the amount of games that you know, the cup competitions, what have you, might have taken its toll on them.
They'll look to use this game to just, you know, put in some building blocks for the following week. Can you see, I'm sure they're out of it, and I think Kyles would hope that Canusie would win that game, with them being, you know, 7 points behind. Take 2 points off of William, it'll put Kyles back on top. I mean, Kyles' biggest danger is Newton Moore, there's no doubt about that. I've said all along that Newton Moore will be the team that will be pushing Kyles to the end.
And they're only a point behind them as well, so it looks like it's going to be those two who will, you know, like you say, they'll fight to the death for this title. But Fort William, they have topped the division for the last number of weeks now, and it's I know they've had a kind of up and down season, but it must please those of you know, Fort William persuasion to look at the table and see the top. I know that it's not real, but the top of the table, and they'll be looking to finish the season as well as they can.
Yeah, they are top of the table. They always seem to have this ambition to win the division. There's nothing wrong with that, but you know, Kyles have 3 games in hand. They're only a point behind. Be interesting to see where Fort William finish at the end of the season. Just now it looks good, but as you say, it may be a little bit false. But fair play, they're up there, they're winning their games, and they're a team that has to go to Oban later on in the season, which I think will be a difficult tie for Fort William as well.
And Fort William have played all their home games this season, so it's going to be a long end to the season for them. 4 games to go, including this weekend's game against King UC, but 4 away games for them.
Yeah, away to Canusie, away to Newton Moore, away to Kyles, away to Oban. You know, whether you're playing a team that's at the top of the table, at the bottom of the table, this time of the season, they're all giving it as much as they can to get these points.
Glenrickert, we talked about early on, they take on Inverary, and it's a game that means a lot more for the visitors than the home team. Glenrickert have always been, you know, we've never really mentioned them in the same breath as relegation contenders. They've always just been above the relegation patch, but just, you know, not quite there in terms of title contenders. But is that, you know, do you see that being a safe position for Glenrickert? Are they, you know, easy enough to take the points off Inverary this weekend?
I don't think Glenrickert's gone 2 weeks without winning. To lose 2 games, you kind of get in a mini crisis. So if they were to lose this game, then that's a pretty fierce downward spiral for them. They've been pretty solid all season, picking up games, picking up wins when perhaps other teams weren't expecting them to pick up wins. But they should look to beat Inverary, but Inverary, you would hope, would be travelling with a strong team. But of course, Inverary will have one eye in the semi in the following week, so
yeah.
Glenrickert will be thinking, well, you know, they may take the foot off the gas, let's step into them a bit harder.
Inverary, you know, like you say, do have a lot to play for between now and the end of the season, and Glenrickert really just have, you know, league games left, the 3 of which, including this weekend's game, might they take their eye off the ball a little bit, or will they, you know, they be focused and they, you know, they could have a big say in the relegation battle?
Yeah, Glenrickert will want to win this game, you know, and they don't want to be dropping back into that area, because they would drop them back in, you know, if Inverary were to win that game, because Glenrickert have played a number of games more than the rest of them, so yep, they can't afford to drop 2 points at home. This you know, is a bit risky. I mean, 14 points won't be enough to stay up,
and you just want to end the season as high as you can.
Yeah, well, you have to beat these teams and stick a bad memory in their mind for the next time they travel up to Drumadrochit.
Mm-hmm. Let's move into North Division 1. Kinloch Sheol return to action, and you know, they've been by far the best team in that division this year. You know, it's just a matter of time before they're confirmed North Division 1 winners, and they've had a real good season in terms of cup competitions this year as well. They take on Lough Carron at home, and you'd probably be safe to say it's a 3 points there for the home team.
It's one of these local derby type games, and Lough Carron are such a difficult team at times. It depends which team Lough Carron turn out. I mean, Kinloch Sheol will be at full strength, no doubt about that. Lough Carron can cause problems. I mean, to be fair to Kinloch Sheol, that park doesn't actually suit them that well. I think this could be quite a tight game. Kenny Ross and Lough Carron goal, he's had a bad back for a couple of weeks picking these 10 goals out the back of the net, but apparently he played quite well last Saturday, so he'll look to be busy. He'll enjoy the challenge of trying to keep Kendall Sheil out and steal a point.
Like the Premier Division, Kyle's Athletic have led the way pretty much the whole way through. Kinloch Shield likewise in North Division 1. It would take an absolute, you know, miracle for someone else to win a division. Surely that Kinloch Shield, you know, won't explode. But if they, I mean, they're still unbeaten in terms of league shinty. They surely must win a division. But, you know, every team does have a hiccup along the way.
I think they can afford a couple of hiccups. The way the everybody else below Kinloch Shield have been beating each other, they've been sort of cutting off each other's throats. And Kinloch Shield, to be fair, they've won all their games. You know, 9 wins out of 9 games. You can't really argue with that. And deservedly they'll go up promoted. Yeah, I would say quite within a number of weeks they'll be promoted pretty safely.
It's just a matter of time, really. I mean, they have a 4-point gap at the moment when their next two games in hand. You're talking an 8-point gap. It really is, you know, unimaginable if someone is to catch them. Lochaber, the side that looked likely at one stage because they had so many games in hand, but they just couldn't. I think they slipped up a few weeks ago as well. They just couldn't, you know, get up there. They still have played the same amount of games as Kinloch Shield, but 5 points off the pace. It's a big ask for Lochaber, but they'll give it a real good go, and they've got Inverness this weekend.
Yeah, they drew a Bewley just 2 weeks ago, which is a poor result for Lochaber if you're looking to win the league. Not being disrespectful to Bewley at all. Only beating Inverness 1-0. You know, something not quite right. Lochaber, they're not firing on all cylinders. Something's not happening there. You'd expect them to score 4 or 5 goals at least at home against most teams, never mind Inverness. Yeah, they'll be disappointed.
They were the kind of pre-season favourites to go up from that division, and I think they even started with a defeat to Bewley on day one, so it's not been a great season in terms of league shinty for them. But, you know, perhaps they can take stock and see where they've gone wrong, and surely when the new season begins, they'll be the favourites to go back up.
They haven't really dominated many of the teams, I don't think, so, you know, Bewley's young lads will be a year stronger. I think they'll be pushing again next season. Sky haven't quite got their season on track this year, but I'm sure that's just another learning curve for them. They've got a lot of young lads, and you know, if Lovett were to come down in that league, there's a lot of strong teams in there. Cabers, they take points off everybody all the time, so it would be very, very difficult to predict who would come out of that next year again.
Sky and Caberfae, two teams you mentioned there, they are the only other fixture in North Division 1. Caberfae, who we spoke so much about a few weeks ago, unfortunately narrowly lost that Ballymore Cup final to Bute, and they bounced back well at the weekend though with a 5-3 win over Strathclass, and they'll be just looking to, well, both clubs looking to end the season on a high note.
Yeah, Cabers will be delighted with that. You know, scoring 5 goals is never easy. They'll be delighted to get a good win under their belt, and they'll just keep picking up as many points as they can. Realise that Kendall Shields, you know, going beyond them, but no, they're a good team. They just every week they turn out and play really well, and they've got a right good young group at the moment coming through.
Elsewhere this weekend in North Division 2, Lovett take on Glenurquhart. Kinloch Shiel welcome Fort William, and Kamali take on Glengarry. In North Division 3, it's Lochharran versus Caberfae, and Lewis take on Inverness. Let's move on to South Division 1 now, a division where one side have kind of dominated throughout the season, like North Division 1 and the Premier Division, but more like the Premier Division in the fact that Bute are being chased all the way by Glasgow Muirthemgeil, and Bute, this is their game in hand. They take on Kyles Athletic.
Probably a good week to get Kyles. They'll be disappointed with the you know, heavy defeat in the Sutherland. They still would have enjoyed their weekend. Bute at home against a second team Kyles, a Bute, you know, they really have to win that if they expect to go up into the Premier Division and compete against Kyles at the top level, never mind the second tier.
Bute, I mean, they were the favourites again to win that division. They've really have, I mean this in the nicest possible way, it's no surprise that they lead the way and have been so dominant in that division.
No, and I was speaking to George Hay just last weekend about them, and he says that Bute have really got their act together. They're concentrated this season, and they know what they want to do, which is get back into the Premier Division, and they're, you know, 9 wins from 9 games in the league. So they'll be difficult to peg back, but GMA are the people that are chasing them, and they've got them home and away yet, but you know, you've got to think it's just a matter of time before Bute will deal with everybody in that league.
to me, yeah, like you're saying, they're professional. You know, I think from day one of that South Division One, they knew what they had to do, and that was the task in hand, and they just went about their business, and you know, they just took each game as it come, and were professional about the job.
Yeah, and they won the Ballymore, which is the main trophy in that tier, so they've proved that they're the best team in North and South.
They still have two games to play behind Glasgow Madrigal, who have topped the division for the last couple of weeks as well. They're a point behind them, and like you say there, those two games could be interesting. You know, Bute will go into the first game especially as favourites, but you know, those two games are what we want to end the season, kind of, you know, shootouts, you know, in terms of winner takes all, really.
Yeah, it'd be nice to think that with the I mean, you couldn't have back to back the two games late enough, but the later they leave that games, then the more chance the pressure will build, and probably get a bigger crowd at it to see what the sort of league decider. It would be nice to have a league decider.
Cowes Athletic, like you say, of course, coming back from that cup defeat at the weekend. Elsewhere in South Division 1, Kilmorey take on Ballyhoolish, both sides who, well, Ballyhoolish fourth in the table, and Kilmorey not a great season for them, down in 8th, second bottom, with a couple of games to play. But really, it's like across the rest of the divisions, is just trying to finish your season as best as you can, and Ballyhoolish are well placed to do so.
Ballyhoolish have done quite well, produced they got the National Player of the Year at that level this year, which is a big thing for them, I would imagine. But I know they've got a lot of young lads coming through, so maybe it's a chance just to blood some of the young guys towards the end of the season for next season.
Elsewhere in South Division 1, Tynholt are up against Aberdour. It's not been a great season for Aberdour, still languishing at the bottom of the table, but Tynholt, we've followed their progress throughout the season as well. Spoke to Fraser Ingalls a few times. Of course, they were up against the likes of Cowes Athletic, King Ussie even, in the cup competitions, and you know, again, likewise, it's been a real good season for Tynholt, kind of up and down form wise, but they can be pleased with their performances so far.
I think it's only a matter of time before they're competing at the top level in that Marine Harvest South Division 1. They won't be far away next season or the season after. Fraser Ingalls might not thank me for that, but you know, I think they have, you know, been a joy to watch. Anyway, I watched them, I thought they were brilliant to watch, and I think they'll improve again next year. They'll be difficult to beat in that division.
It's all about progression, really, isn't it? I mean, this is a big thing for them as well. You know, we spoke to Fraser, especially in the lead up to the King's Cup tie, and you know, and he spoke about how much it was, you know, a lift for the area, and plus his players coming up against some of the best players in the game as well, so you know, they can go and improve on what they did next season.
Yeah, and he just said that, you know, the community support that they had, that everybody was behind the club, and I do think that Fraser's a good coach, and I think he'll quietly keep building away there, and I wouldn't be surprised if Tynholt are challenging quite strongly next season in that division.
And the other game to end South Division 1, Lochside Rovers take on Oban Celtic. Lochside Rovers up in third, and a team who have caused a few sides problems in that division.
Yeah, Lochside, last year's league winners, they're a strong second team, obviously Oban Cameron second team, but it could be difficult for Lochside. If Oban Cameron were to be relegated, then Lochside would have to drop down a division, which seems very harsh, but that's one of these sort of conundrums that comes in shinty.
Let's look ahead to next weekend. Oh, sorry, and before we do that, let's look at South Division 2. Two games, Inverary take on Bute, and Ballyhoolish travel to Tayforth. But next weekend the attention turns to the semi-finals of the Camanachd Cup, and we're edging closer to the finals, and it's do or die for those four sides.
I don't know which I'd prefer. I know myself, I personally preferred having a game prior to the semi-final. You see, we've got a game this week against Lotham. It's a tough game, it's at home. Inverary, they've got an extremely tough game up at Drumadrocket, and you know, Newton Moore have no game, they may not pick up any injuries, you know, but you just think, what would you prefer? Kamali have no game, but Kamali had a good result on Saturday against Glenurquhart. That was a good result for them. It's difficult. Two teams have games, two teams don't have games. I think I would rather have games just to keep that momentum going, but you do run the risk of injuries.
Looking at it, it looks highly likely that we could get a Can You See Needs Some More final, and that would be the one that everyone's kind of hoping for, really. No offence to anyone at Inverary or Kamali, but you know, it's a showpiece final that we're looking for.
Yeah, but I quite like watching quite a lot of Shinty, and I like watching Inverary play, so I'd like to see Inverary in a final just because of the style of Shinty they play.
And obviously knocking out Cowes Athletic as well, they'll want that that result to count for something, and they're more than capable of causing an upset. We've seen in the past they've been so good in cup competitions that they can cause upsets.
Yeah, the pitch at Spion may not suit them right enough. It'll probably more Newton Moore's liking. It's a smaller pitch. It'll suit Newton Moore's powerful game. I mean, Newton Moore are an extremely powerful game. But if the weather stays dry and Inverary turn up and they're getting the ball down early and playing with it, it'll be not an easy game for Newton Moore. Kamali, I've said all along, I think Kamali's got this fantastic forward line. So it just depends if they can outscore Canusi. I think, you know, if they get enough ball, that forward line will trouble Canusi's defence. And I think Canusi will have some idea of what they're going to have to do to, you know, mark up against the Kamali boys that are very fluent.
Well, we'll look more in depth at the Kamanagh Cup semi-finals next week on the MFR Shinty Show. That's it for this week's show. Drew, you're off down to the Central Belt, but you'll be back in time for the weekend Shinty.
I'll be back on Saturday for the Shinty, yeah.
Where are you off to?
I'll be going to Drumadrochit, and then the following week I'll be looking forward to two games at Spion Bridge. Can't get any better than that, the two semi-finals.
That really is. It's going to be a real good cracking day. I mean, we've seen already this season, you know, through in Aberdeen, a real kind of festival of Shinty across the sky the week after that. So it's, you know, one for the spectators to turn out for next week.
It's a brave effort by the camera. It's a risky effort if it's really, really wet and they're running the risk of having a poor pitch. But Spion will be in great nick. It's my old park. I'll be delighted to go back there and watch four good teams and two good games.
Do we know who's up first yet? Who'll take advantage of that pitch?
I think it's Kamali against Canusi, is it? Yeah, I think it's Kamali Canusi up first.
Right, so they'll take advantage of that conditions, hopefully. Well, who knows what can happen? The weather is so changeable in the north of Scotland, as we know, and especially this season as well, when we started with snow and we had thunderstorms and heat waves and all this kind of nonsense. That's it for the MFR Shinty Show. We'll be back next week with a look ahead to the semi-finals of the Kamanagh Cup. Enjoy your Shinty weekend, wherever it takes you.